Since the digital music revolution of the 2000s, we've heard a lot about the rise of DIY. Do-it-yourself artists record and release music as entrepreneurs instead of pinning hopes on signing with a record company. In the case of Nashville's very new Cafe Rooster Records, some DIY artists got together to create a DIY label. In December, I visited Cafe Rooster headquarters behind a ranch-style home on a winding residential road in the Donaldson neighborhood, not far from the airport.
Hi.
Sally J welcomes me into a small outbuilding. Her husband and label co-owner, Brian Wright, is at work. He's a respected artist and songwriter who's put out albums on labels and on his own. Today, he's in the role of producer.
But on first listen back to that one, it wasn't as relaxed.
It's a cozy space dominated by a mixing board, a big computer screen, and monitors.
Well, we took a shed that was filled with mess and turned it into a place to make art, man. We've got a drum set off in the corner. We've got a closet where we put amps and people singing and whatever. These are chairs. People sit in those. Various keyboards and about 200,000 guitars.
The true number may be more like a dozen, but they festoon the walls along with photos of heroes like Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, and Pete Townsend of The Who. And how did they find the Cafe Rooster doormat?
Sally. That was Sally's pull.
Well, I mean, that's kind of how the name came, because okay. Ryan has this song, Red Rooster Social Club, that was on one of his more recent records.
Red rooster got no window, red rooster got no bar, red rooster got a cooler, red rooster got a scar.
You know, it was about sort of a makeshift little bar in my hometown that this guy just threw up so him and his friends could have a place to listen to music and shoot pool and literally drink beer out of an old cooler.
And I was just at the store Deals with a dollar sign as the S. And I saw that in there and I just bought it for the old shed. And then we started calling it Cafe Rooster.
That spirit of friends hanging out is going to be one hallmark of Sally and Brian's business.
I guess we were already doing it without realizing it, because we were putting out our records independently for the last couple of years. But we weren't calling it a label. It only became a label because of the other guy who we've partnered with, Darren Bradbury.
Life is hard.
Darren Bradbury calls himself a left-of-center folk singer and an American satirist. He's acerbic and dark, with songs about the people he's encountered during endless travels in the slow lane. Sally J.
He's really embraced a lot of that, and it has lended itself to his poetry and the stories that he has to tell, because they're about real people, real America. When you go to his shows, you see it happen. You see people moved by these very real and honest stories that he's telling.
Bradbury made his latest album on his own and titled it Elmwood Park, a slightly melodic audiobook. He shopped it around, but its offbeat approach didn't find a home until he talked to his friend and fan, Brian Wright.
He sort of floated the idea, can I put this out on your label? I was like, well, I don't have a label, but I guess I have a label. Sure, let's do this. And it literally happened in about a minute.
While there are plans for future signings, the other artists officially on Cafe Rooster at this time are Sally and Brian themselves. He's originally from Waco, Texas, where he grew up playing punk rock and organizing shows. It was scrappy and direct to fan.
You know, we'd print our own shirts, we'd print our own CDs, we did it all, where it was just guys who had a little bit of recording equipment and access to a bunch of bands, and you just put the music out there and go as grassroots as you can and literally sell it out of the trunk of your car.
Sally's a native of Georgia who moved to Los Angeles for the music scene. That's where she met Brian, as well as her duo partner, Sarah Roberts. Their band is called Ladies Gun Club. Their Cafe Rooster album, Take My Love Away, came out last year. In the works, a new album from Brian that should appear in the first half of 2017.
So I'm going to see what we can do out here in the shed or around the fire. You know, it feels like home, and everyone can come over and be comfortable, and it's like, again, it's just back to the hang. I don't know, it's really exciting to kind of tap into that same hunger
from my youth. You know, I feel more alive now than I have in a long time.
That's even better than making a living, but Brian and Sally are pulling that off too. For WMOT, I'm Craig Havockhurst.
Red Rooster got a jukebox and a speech impediment. Lead just out on the county line. Closest drink a man can get. Lead just out on the county line.